now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
I want to discuss fear of change and what comes right behind that, fear of failure. Do you know what the number one thing that holds most of us back in our careers? And maybe holding you back right now. It's fear of change. What is fear of change? Fear of change, first of all, is very normal. We all have fear of change of some degree or another. We've all experienced it. If you're going through fear of change right now, it's the same feelings you had when you went from high school to college, or college to your first job. It's called fear of change. Everything's new. You have new things to learn. You don't want to leave the familiar and go to the unfamiliar. It's just everything, just new surroundings, everything. Does this sound familiar? We tend to cling to the things we know. And sometimes that can be to our detriment. When you're growing, stretching, moving ahead, it does cause uneasiness, doesn't it? Hey, I've been there many times. Been in new jobs. I've got to do what? I have to what? You want me to call who? Yeah, what do I have to do? But what's the alternative? Stay where you are? To stagnate? Settle for less than what you can have? Is that really what you want? There's nothing wrong with staying with what we know. But there's a lot wrong with letting it hurt your career. Do not let this happen to you. That's fear of change. And I will tell you, it's the number one thing that I deal with at our firm, the Palumbo Company. It's very, very normal to have these feelings when you're making career changes. I will tell you, I left my old, and I've told this story before, I left my old career in the music business, something that I went to college for, and started in the recruiting business. For the construction industry, mind you. Did I have fear of change? I had tons of fear of change. And I wrestled with it. But you know what? It's the best thing I ever did. Now, especially looking on it now, the music business, hello. But leaving that career and going into the recruiting business led to starting my own firm. And once again, going through those same fear of change feelings again. But it was actually probably at that point a little bit of fear of failure too at that time. Which brings me to my second part of the fears that you have to overcome when making a career change or just changes in your career, like a possible relocation. A lot of us are going through that right now. Right behind fear of change is something very few of us discuss or talk about. But let me tell you something. It has ruined more careers than anything else. And that's fear of failure. Fear of failure. Fear of failure is simply a natural extension of that fear of change. You know, a little nagging worry, leaving the familiar, going to the unfamiliar. There's real doubt. Can I handle this? Can I learn new things? What if I fail? What if I fail? It's fear, and that fear is what paralyzes us. It paralyzes your mind and prevents you from doing the right thing for you, your family, and your career. I had this when I started my company, the Palumbo Company, and when I started this radio show. I had fear of failure to some degree, but I was and I am willing to lose everything to make it work. I overcame any fears by acting on what I wanted to do. A good friend of mine once told me, you have to make the uncomfortable become comfortable. And he used to ask me, he used to say all the time, he'd have all these different scenarios, say, Mike, let me ask you a question. Do you think a doctor can automatically rip your chest open and do open heart surgery? No! They have to do it over and over until the uncomfortable becomes comfortable. So, if your new career has you doing things that are uncomfortable, like selling when you haven't done it before, whatever the situation is, you have to understand that nobody comes out of the womb with the ability to fly a plane full of passengers, perform open heart surgery, perform at Carnegie Hall, act in a movie. These are things that have to become comfortable, and true professionals overcome their fear of change and fear of failure. Let it fly. You got to let it fly. You got to go for it. You only live once, right? Even you people out there that believe in reincarnation, you only live life like this once, right? So in this life once, so go for it. Fear of failure. Everyone feels it to some degree. You're not alone. This is normal feelings. The winners overcome it, grow, and move upwards. And the losers give up because they're afraid, and they just stagnate. So what is a cure to fear? The cure is to act. Action. Fear of change is normal. Fear of failure is normal. These are normal feelings, especially right now. Do not let these fears hold you back in your career. Don't act like you're going to live 1,000 years. Life's too short. It's too short. You don't want these fears to hold you back from being a happy and growing person. If you let these fears overcome you, it's going to be wrong for you, your family, and your career. Again, the cure to these fears is action. That's the best way to cure them, is to act upon it. Yes, I was afraid that my business would have failed. I was terrified, but I was prepared to lose everything. And I just started moving. And you know what happens? You start moving and say, hey, you know, I can do this open heart surgery. I can fly this plane with these passengers. Why was I so afraid of this? People, hundreds of people did it, thousands of people did it before me, and thousands are going to do it after me. How many doctors have ripped open hearts? It's uncomfortable. You got to keep doing it. Then it becomes comfortable. Dentist looking mouse, drill teeth, whatever it is you're doing. There's a lot of things in a professional recruiting business that are uncomfortable. I don't like it. But the more I did it, the more I do it, the more comfortable it becomes. And everything out there, whether you want to write a book, you want to start a radio show, an internet program, an internet website, whatever it is you want to be doing, the cure and to get you moving. You've heard me say it many times on the show, don't tread water. Move. And if you start acting upon it, in previous shows, I talked about writing things down, setting goals. You start to see it, things start to happen. You start moving in those directions. And action cures all fears. So if you have fear of change, or maybe a little fear of failure, new career you're looking at, you don't know how, you're scared, you don't want to relocate to a certain area, this is normal. What you're feeling, what I want to get across tonight is what you're feeling is normal. Everybody is going through these types of feelings. You have to overcome them. And to overcome these is to act. Change is good sometimes, a lot of times, versus stagnating and being unhappy. Good luck to everyone with this issue out there. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.